Well, Nigel, give us your take on that one. Late drama once again, but a place in the quarterfinals.
Oh, incredible achievement. I think last eight, you know, League One side again. It's a brilliant achievement. I thought over the course of the game, I thought we'd just about edged it in terms of chances. I thought our spell at the start of the second half was good. First half, there's nothing in it. A bit cat and mouse. Rash challenge from Craig Alcott gives them the lead. But after that, I thought we deserved our two goals.
Yeah, it was a bit of a non-event, wasn't it, that first 45?
Yeah, too. When you play teams in the same league, you know, that's the thing. Nobody wants to give anything away. We're both aware of our strengths and weaknesses, so it gets a bit cagey. But I thought we livened it up in the start, right from the start of the second half.
Yeah, and in that second half as well, you had to come out and take it to them the first 15 minutes in particular.
Yeah, and we deserved a goal in that spell. I had a couple of goal-mouth melees, scrambles and so on. Mark McNulty got injured in one of them. I think the belief that when we go 1-0 down, we seem to even get stronger at times.
Before we come on to the late finish, what about the penalty decision? Any complaints with that?
None at all. Just about the rashness of the challenge from Craig Alcott, who played well tonight apart from that. When you keep clean sheets, you don't make decisions like that and mistakes. And that's why we've kept clean sheets of late.
Michael Higden, obviously two goals for him tonight. He's had his critics in recent times as well. Give us your thoughts on him.
Well, he scored the winner in the last round, I think, at Orient, and he's got us through again tonight with two goals. So he can't do too much more than that. He's back from suspension, his second game back. And he's done brilliant coming off the bench and scoring those two goals. He said he should have had another one or two, actually, in the short space of time he was on. He felt he should have scored leading up to the winner.
He held the ball up as well, didn't he, and invited other players into it. That seems to be what he brought into the game.
Yeah, it's imperative he does that. Whoever the striker is, Mark McNulty as well, is a slightly different game. And then we've got to get our midfield runners. I thought all round it was a good, solid team performance. And with 4 or 5 changes from the league game on Saturday, it shows the strength of the squad.
What is it about late goals on your side this season? Because there's been quite a few of them.
We just keep going. And we put teams under pressure. And the other thing, we don't panic. I don't think we start launching the ball in the box. Mm. We don't throw 4 up and things like that. We keep our same shape and we keep playing in the belief that we're going to get something.
Yeah, because many people would have said when you were a goal down, you could have put a second striker up there or maybe even change things around, but you didn't. You stuck with your one man up there holding it up.
Well, we did it at Colchester when we scored 3 in the last 8 minutes with one man up. That's our way of playing at this particular time and we think it's our best way.
Just how big an achievement is it then, do you think, for your side to make the quarters?
Look, with the sort of teams that are left in as well, we hope. We'll know when we get the draw, but it would be lovely just to get a home draw.
Any preference as to who it might be at home?
Anybody at home, honestly, at this stage. Quarterfinals, incredible achievement, especially having won at West Ham, Orient and then here tonight. It can't get much harder than that.
And you know what a run in the Cup can do for your side. You did it last season in the FA Cup, yeah. And it gave you a real impetus towards the end of the season.
The belief and everything that goes with it. We're a bit concerned about going to extra time tonight, seriously. Jamie Murphy was on his knees and 1 or 2 carrying knocks, so we didn't want to get to extra time, so it's worked out perfectly.
Matt McNulty as well, he went off with a bit of a knock.
Yeah, he got kicked in the back. He was struggling breathing in one of the scrambles. I think it was accidental, but he was struggling after that.
And the fans tonight as well, 1,500 of them made the way down here.
That's what, nearly 2,000 men at crew Saturday, and they've been rewarded with some, I think, excellent team performances.
You're going to have some tired legs over the next couple of days, aren't you? Because the games have been coming quick and fast for your team.
They have, yeah. That's, I think, our fourth one in the last 10 days, something like that. So we'll be doing next to nothing in the next 2-3 days, getting ready for Barnsley, because that's going to be a ding-dong Saturday.
And Wallace wasn't in the side tonight either?
No, we're hoping he'll be right for Saturday. Basham suspended, Paddy should be OK. He's just cup tied, so we're hoping James Wallace might be OK.